You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This track is Los Angeles by Eyeliner, aka Luke Rowell, who is from Pōneke but based currently in Hong Kong and has just done a wonderful remix of Amamelia's fantastic track, The F in FM Stands for Flute. It's out tomorrow, but we get a sneaky little early preview of it today. And yesterday I caught up with Luke all the way over in Hong Kong to hear what he's been getting up to over this weird last year. And how the pandemic's been treating him, I guess, in that sort of international space. Also, what music he's been making and how he approached this remix. It was lovely to catch up with Luke. He also has a lot of other hats he wears, one of them being animation. He does a lot of animation, really cool stuff. And of course, you might know him as Disaster Radio as well, different musical hat he puts on. But speaking in the eyeliner capacity, let's have a listen. This is me chatting to Luke Rowell, aka Eyeliner, yesterday. Kia ora, Luke. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's not a too sunny day in Hong Kong yet, but yesterday it was 30 degrees. Beautiful.
We're talking today about a very cool remix that you've done of Amamelia's The F Stands for Flute. This is using your eyeliner persona. Tell us a little bit about how you approached this remix, because it's pretty special. It sort of keeps the trueness of what Amamelia has in her track and makes it very much an eyeliner song at the same time. How did you approach this one, Luke?
I was fortunate enough to get the MIDI, and that's my my kind of thing. Is the a lot of remixes come from like audio sources from the individual tracks that people have recorded, but with Amamelia's production style, I was able to just get all the notes. So I always work from MIDI. It's kind of my it's turning into like the biggest part of my practice is like using these sort of it's almost like a play a piano roll, you know, the old wind up mechanical piano things that they had in the 1800s, this kind of event list of notes. So that's kind of where I'm able to shine, is that I can take all of the material and all the harmony and then rebuild something around it, as opposed to just manipulating the audio, which I'm not as good at. So yeah, and I kind of pushed it into a bit more of a sort of nerdy digital fusion sort of fusion jazz thing. It's weird. All of my remixes end up having this kind of like TV film thing. I remember working on the electric piano part to it, and I'm like, oh, this sounds like, you know, infomercial music that's been sort of sped up. And that's, yeah, it always comes back to TV for me for some reason.
I think that's what I like about a lot of your music, though, is that it has this kind of weird, uncanny valley at the same time as feeling very familiar and very sort of like something you've watched on daytime TV, and it kind of feels nostalgic, and it kind of makes you feel like you're supposed to be doing something else, and it's a bunch of good feelings that I like.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you got it in one. That's totally what I've been going for, like, subconsciously for a long time, and then I realized what was actually going on. It's been good in Hong Kong because they play all this background music in the supermarkets, and it's the funniest, like, it reminds me of my own stuff, and it sounds kind of narcissistic, but I'm like, it's just so on point, these kind of like making something sort of intentionally sort of wallpapery in one way, but then sort of high energy in another. But I'm glad you picked up on that, because that's sort of what I'm going for, is this kind of music that sounds like it should be related to something else. And yeah, I think I grew up with in a golden age of television, and I didn't really start listening to music properly until I sort of discovered Nirvana. But You know, it would have been 11 or 12. But the two biggest things were kind of video game music from Commodore 64 and television, and kind of, you know, I had two older siblings, so we watched Twin Peaks when it was first aired in New Zealand, and you know, X-Files and all these sort of like great shows. And it's I think that formative part was something I've only just been sort of able to characterize in my own head. But I'm glad you picked up on that. That's awesome.
Totally reads like that. And I think maybe in this weird last year that we've had, we're all sort of able to spend a bit more time with those original reference points. People are going back and watching movies and TV shows and reading books that maybe make them feel comfortable or make them feel nostalgic or something.
I've been binging these BBC historic farm shows where they farm in old techniques. And I'm absolutely obsessed with them. There's six of them. Just Google them. They've been the best lockdown TV with me and my partner in Hong Kong, just watching people plow fields and build stone walls and stuff.
So weirdly satisfying, eh?
Yeah.
And be like, I could do that with my life. That could be me.
After the plague finishes, we can farm and have a feast, you know.
All the memes about peasants just sort of like baking bread and revolting across the, yeah, avoiding the plague, all of that stuff. Very true of the last year and a bit. How has Hong Kong been across this weird time for you? Because it sounds like in some ways it's been incredibly creatively fruitful, as well as probably a bit stressful too.
Yeah, I've been sort of stuck inside and working from home, but that's what I was doing back home. I managed to make a good. I went out for one night and met up with a buddy from Wellington who knew a guy in Hong Kong here, and basically acquired a social circle in my first night out. So it's been super grateful for that. But like day to day, it's just definitely when we're in the middle of waves, it was a bit like, don't go outside, you know. And I was sort of ordering takeout and going for walks outside, but and they still haven't really opened up all the museums and the libraries yet and the pools and stuff like that. So but yeah, it's been cool, it's been amazing. And like the people of Hong Kong, like the masks and the temperature checking and all of the, you know, the sanitizing and stuff, though, because they went through SARS in 2003 and they got quite hit by that. So like the social kind of cohesion around it has been like absolutely incredible. Like but yeah, still having a blast, but mostly just kind of transporting my body around various suburbs and like walking around as opposed to going to like museums and events and stuff. So we've just about smashed this fourth wave we've gone through. So
talking music again, so you've had a fun time, I guess, remixing this track of I'm Amelia's. Have you been working on anything of your own? We've been loving Drop Shadow since it came out last year. It's just such an awesome album for all those reasons we were talking about before. It hits a bunch of cultural sort of touchstones, I guess, and also just is fun to listen to. What have you been getting up to in the past year?
I've nearly finished a whole new record. It was, yeah, when I landed in Hong Kong, I haven't really felt this this kind of the idea of influence of a space on my music, because I never had every time I've traveled, it's been on tour, so I haven't had the chance to write in another city, even in New Zealand. So I've got this album that's sort of quite jazzy, brassy, and I realized it has this kind of like staccato brass stab repeating sort of you'll have to hear it, but like I think I've inherited a little bit of the architecture within this of the city into this arrangement technique, where there's a lot of brass just kind of going beep beep de beep de beep. It's got this kind of, I was walking around listening to the demos and I was like, oh yeah, I've got this kind of like repeating sort of effortlessly repeating into the distance thing that I'm seeing in the buildings, which is kind of strange. But yeah, I've got that album hopefully coming out later on this year on a label in Wales. So and I've done a cartoon soundtrack for The Vloggingtons, which is a show that's going to be on Hey Hey. I think it's releasing next month. So I got to write 90 minutes of music for this children's cartoon.
It's kind of blending it's two cool of your big interests, animation and music as well. That must have been, yeah, quite a fun process.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, to produce 90 minutes worth of music in that, like in 8 months, and for it to, it only got stressful right at the end when I sort of felt like I'd had enough. But the director Julian was like amazing. He's based in Auckland, And it was great to be able to talk to him, you know, on the animation level, and you know, not have to jump through any hoops with that, with the animatics and, you know, his kind of technical stuff. He could sort of send me stuff that was half finished and I'd understand it. So yeah, that's coming out, and that's all sort of wacky classic cartoon music meets kind of symphonic treatment of kids toy keyboards. So kind of Casios, but 8 to 10 of them at once, rather than this kind of stripped back minimal thing. So take a small instrument and make it really big. That was the idea.
And with Amamelia's track, she's going to be having a massive party here in Tamaki Makaurau with pretty much everybody who is involved in the remix EP. Is there sort of some live stream or streamed moment in the works for you yourself, Luke?
Yep, I'm locked in for an eyeliner set. I think a pre-recorded set, because we don't want to trust the tech too much, but I'll certainly be ripping it up in our tiny apartment, or yeah, hopefully. I've been trying to get to the park and trying to figure out filming permits so I could do a set in the park and in Kowloon Park, but yeah, I've still got to figure that one out, but it should be a really good show. I can't wait to even recording a live stream in the flat, so much fun, but it does make a lot of mess.
Hey Luke, thank you so much for chatting to me today. It's been such a pleasure. So looking forward to playing the song for everybody, and so looking forward to your eyeliner set on the 1st of May. That's going to be heaps of fun.
Awesome. I'll see you on the 1st.
That was Luke Rowell, aka Eyeliner, having a chat to me yesterday, all the way from Hong Kong. Beautiful, high fidelity, love music nerds with good microphones, excellent stuff. Such a pleasure to chat to him. He's always a really nice person to catch up with, and he has been working on plenty of good stuff across the last year, as you heard just then. But the one that we can listen to this morning and get a sneaky little early preview of, because it actually comes out officially tomorrow, is Amamelia's The F, and FM stands for flute, remixed by Eyeliner. This is the Eyeliner Wonderland mix.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.